A panchromatic view of star cluster formation in a simulated dwarf galaxy starburst by Natalia Laheng et al. We present a photometric analysis of star and star cluster SC formation in a high resolution simulation of a dwarf galaxy starburst that allows the formation of individual stars to be followed. Previous work demonstrated that the properties of the SCs formed in the simulation are in good agreement with observations. In this paper, we create mock spectral energy distributions and broadband photometric images using the radiative transfer code SKIRT9. We test several observational star formation rate, SFR, traces and find that 24, total infrared and H-alpha trace the underlying SFR during the post-starburst phase, while UV traces yield a more accurate picture of star formation during quiescent phases prior to and after the merger. We then place the simulated galaxy at distances of 10 and 50 megapercent and use aperture photometry at Hubble Space Telescope resolution to analyze the simulated SC population. During the starburst phase, a hierarchically forming set of SCs leads inaccurate source separation because of crowding. This results in estimated SC mass function slopes that are up to approximately 0.3 shallower than the true slope of approximately minus 1.9 to minus 2 found for the bound clusters identified from the particle data in the simulation. The masses of the largest clusters are overestimated by a factor of up to 2.9 due to unresolved clusters within the apertures. The aperture-based analysis also produces a relation between cluster formation efficiency and SFR surface density that is slightly flatter than that recovered from bound clusters. The differences are strongest in quiescent SF environments. This was a panchromatic view of star cluster formation in a simulated dwarf galaxy starburst by Natalia Laheng et al.